May 10th, 1983.
Tuesday.
So if with their roof, but with their wings, they rubbed against the keli and they broke the keli, so we shall make sure. So that's regular. Beruach shebekamfeyen. In other words, with the vibrations produced by the tamigelim as they were flying, mocking mokay. So damage keli. Is Mishal Mechotinezek, because that's Sumchas. Sumchas Iman Elishon, because that's the Shita of Sumchas, that Sumchas pays in Elishon. Tani Yidoch, Tamgelim Shoyim Mahatzin al Gabi Yisrael, Gabi Peiris, if Tamgelim were happy on dough or on Peiris, and they made it dirty, or they picked on it. So, Mishalim Elishon, because the Yomazi, the group of hell awful, but if they raised, they picked up dust or pebbles, Mishal Mechotinezek again, that's Keichet. Tzum Chazim and Elishol, Tan Yidot and Etan, Yidot Shem Afriach, and Mokim and Mokim, the Yotzo, Ruach, and Tachas Knopor, so he was Mazi, it was Mazi. With Keichet, Vishibus Hakim, Mishal Mechotinezek, Stomach, Rabbon, Omaro, Bishleim, Tzum Chaz, Kosova, Keichet, Yidot, Yidot, El Rabbonon, Iki Gufei Dome, Kulo Nezek Bolo Nishal. Vi Lafti Gufei Dome, Chotzi Nezek Amal Rishale. So, the Rabbonon, so, Sumchas, we understand, because Keiche is Ki Gufei. So it doesn't make any difference whether a Sheol is Mazik, with a Behemi is Mazekes, with its group or with its chaos. El Rabbonon, Iki Gufi Gome, Kulnezek Bo Yerushal, Vilav Gufi Gome, Chotzi Nezek Namo Yerushal. Hodor Marove, Leilom, Ki Gufi Gome, Chotzi Nezek Tzchure, Yisil Chesek Miralo. So in other words, Mikre Divine without any special Chidesh. So then we should say that Tzchure should pay Nezek Shore, because Keiche Ki Gufi. Keiche Ki Gufi Gome. But there is a special Aloche, we mentioned this in Sinai, that the pain is only Chotzenezek. So that means, from this Gemara it appears, that the Aloche of Chotzenezek Tzchures, pays Chotzenezek, is Lihoke. In other words, without any special Zeres HaKosu. In Sinai, you should pay Nezek Sholem, because here you could pay. But the Aloche is Lihoke, not Lahachia. And the Rosh says so in so many words. There is a certain tasteless. I mean, we haven't reached it yet. That appears to say the contrary. But from this Gemara, it appears like the Rosh. That the whole purpose of the Aloha Lamech Misina is Lehoke. To reduce the liability. Not to be machmir. To not to aggravate the liability, but to reduce the liability. Because without this special Zeres HaKosu, we should say, Kirche Ki Gufei, so maybe you should pay in Ezek Shom. Alright. Omar Rove, Kol Shebizof Tomei, Bin Zoki Mishal in Ezek Shom. Kol Shebizof Tomei, Bin Zoki Mishal in Chotzinez. Now, if his Zav touches, someone or some object, so it becomes stomach. So whenever bizov, but what does it mean touch? Touch means bigufe. But suppose Izab will throw a pebble at another person, at the toya. Will the toya become tomei? No, because there was no nigie. Nigie means bigufe, not bikeche. So koshe bizav tomei, where in any situation, where in case of Zab, so it would be Tomei, so Bizokim Shalom Yishon, that means there was Nigia Bigufe, some may let Bizokim Shalom Yishon. But Kol Shebizav Toei, let's say, there was no Nigia Bigufe. There was no idea to pay. So then is Binzoki, Mishal Mechotzenet. Virove, Tzchugesos Lashmon, and I mean, right, what's the purpose of this memory? I mean, everybody knows there is a loch of Tzchugesos Lashmon, so he has to populate it in terms of Zah. Everybody knows that aloha. So the Gemara says, Loi, Rove Eglo Meshachet Bikor. Suppose a behemoth pulls a wagon. Igel Eglo Meshachet Bikor in Komashmo. Also Ashino. The Bizav Tome, Im Ho Ho Kore, Shahazav Oleo, Al Gabi Kelim, Agabi Kelim, Is Tmei Mishumebres, Hazav, Ubinzoki Name, Eglo Shemosh Chobikorin or Gabi Keli Kigupa Habe Viloi Kitzchures. In other words, suppose a Zav was sitting in a vehicle, in a wagon. He was sitting, and then the wagon stepped on Keli. So then the kelim become tomei machmas medras azav. In other words, if his zav sits on a chair, so the chair becomes tomei. If he lies on a bed, then the bed becomes tomei. Even if he doesn't touch the bed, let's say, suppose you put 10 mattresses on the bed, one on top of the other, and the Zav lies down on the uppermost mattress. So the innermost mattress will become Tome because of Medres. The same thing would be true, let's say, with Gabi Nizoki. If, let's say, Behemoth would pull a wagon, and then that wagon, the wheels of the wagon, pulled by the Behemoth, by the horses, let's say, so would step upon kelim and damage the kelim. So the owner of the horses of the behemoth will be chayev in ezek sholem. Now, so here when the Gemara says, Rabbi says, kol shebizav tomei binzoki nishalim ezek sholem, kol shebizav tomei binzoki nishalim chatzin ezek, this is not expressive of any logical connection between Zav and Nizok, because you see, it is just a simen. It happens to be true, but there is no essential connection between Zav. It happens to be true because, for example, Kolche Bizav Tomei, Rashi said before, Kolche Bizav Tomei, Mashkan Nigia Mamesh. In other words, if, let's say, a Zav touches a certain person with his hand, with his feet, with his head, with his guf, if there is contact between the guf Zav and another person, so then it becomes Tome. Or there is contact between the guf Zav and the Kehle, so the Kehle becomes Tome. So there it becomes Tome on the score of Nigie, of Tumas Mar. But in the case where Izab sits in a wagon, in a vehicle, and the wagon is driven by a horse, and then the wagon, the wheels of the wagon step upon Kalim, they damage the Kalim. So it's higher. So, I mean, let's say if a person, I shouldn't mention Zav in that, in case of Mizoki. So, if a person sits in the wagon, and then the wagon is driven by, a person sits in the wagon, and he drives a horse, and then the wheels of the wagon damage the Kelim. So then he's hired to pay. In case of Zav, if his Zav sits in the wagon, and then the wagon steps, the wheels of the wagon step upon Kelim, then the Kelim become Tomei. Why Machmas Nigia Sazav? There is no Magazav. But Machmas Medra Sazav. Still, he used the same cloud. Even though in one situation, it is Tomei on the score of Magazav, in the other situation, by Zavit is Tomei, Machmas Medra Sazav. But it is used as a simen, for nizokin. So in other words, so let's say in case a behemoth with its goof is mazik, so then it's the shalom. In case a person sits in the wagon and the wheels of the wagon break step upon tailing, so he's also higher than the shalom. In case he throws a zap throws a pebble at someone and the pebble hits it, touches it, so the person does not become tummy. So this is only a semen, but there is no essential connection between Zav and Tumas Zav and Chiyuv Nizokin, because it's a semen that works, but it just accidentally that it works, because in one situation it works because of Tumas Mage, in the other situation it works because of Tumas Metas. So it's only as a simen. All right. Tanya kavos in the world. Even though the distinguishing feature between regal, or where the owner pays in the shalom, and regal, where the owner pays chutz in ezek, is gufei or keichei, so then one could ask, bishlam, in the case where the behemoth is mazik with its goof, so he pays the lekshalim, because the hezek was done by the goof. But in the case of chameir b'masoi, when the chameir has a load on it, and then it is mazik with the load, or ego mishachet b'korei, when the wheels of the wagon are mazik, so that's the hezek is done not by the goof of the hemo, it is done by a wagon that is attached to the hemo. So it is also highly shalom. Why? Because insofar as the distinction between gufei and kirche is concerned, so anything that is in contact with the gufa behemo is considered like an appurtenance of the gufa behemo, and mele, so the hezek that is done by the wheels of the wagon that are attached to the behemo are considered appurtenant to the gufa behemo, they are bottled to the gufa behemo, and we alpidin it's considered as if the hezek was done by the gufa behemo itself. It doesn't make any difference whether the hezek is done by the gufa behemo or by the saddle or by the bit in its mouth or by the bell that is tied around its neck or by the wheels of the wagon that is attached to the behemo. As long as it's mechuber to the gufa behemo, it's bottled to the behemo, and it's considered like a hezek done by the gufa behemo itself. All right. Tomer Rabbah, Tamigeli should be chatit in the chevel dli. Suppose Tamigeli comes to get town picking in the corn that was tied to a pail. V'nifzak hachevel. And then the cord was cut asunder, the nishbaradli, and as a result of that, so the bucket broke. Mishalmi nezek sholim. Nezek sholim. Alright, now boyerov. Here it's a very complicated law. Boyerov. Dorso al kli veloishiba. Suppose a behemoth steps upon a kele and doesn't break. But then as a result of the behemoth stepping on the kele, so the kele starts to roll on the ground, starts to roll. And then it rolls for a certain distance, and then at the end of its trip, so it breaks. So it breaks. Why did it break? It breaks because of the fact that it was thrown at a certain distance, and then it broke. So the question is it considered as, as is he mechuyev in nezek shalem? Is the owner of the behemoth mechuyev to pay the nezek shalem, or is mechuyev to pay? Mal, was am mikor azrina bigufeyu? Are we to decide by the original cause of the hezek? What was the original cause of the hezek? What was the original cause of the hezek? The fact that the behemoth stepped upon the keleh. At that moment, there was contact between the keleh, the dovar hanizek, and the mazik, the behemoth. So if we are to decide it by the nature of the original cause, so then it's good faith. It's good faith. But maybe we have to consider it from the perspective of the moment when the keleh breaks. When the keleh breaks, then there is no contact between the keleh and the behemoth. There is a distance. There is a big distance between the gufa behemoth and the keleh at the time that the hezek occurs. So what is the determining factor? The original cause or the moment of damage? If the determining factor is the original cause, the moment of the original cause, there is contact. So it's gufeh. But if the determining factor is the moment of the hezek, there is no contact at that moment. So it's like sures, so you should pay a chotinet. Tiv shetvay mi rabbe, yom rabbe, zora keil v'merei shagar, ubo achav ishov revi ma keil, ispot er, davrino rei, monet vire tova. So it could be patient from rabbe. Rabbe said at the end of the second period, if somebody throws down a keil from the top of the roof, let's say, suppose Rubei throws down the Kelim Reshagah. Then, and while the Kelim was still Be'avya, in the course of the fall, so then Shimon comes, and with his cane, so he breaks the Kelim. Now, suppose Shimon wouldn't have come. The Kelim would break a few seconds later anyway, as a result of the fall. But he was marrying himself, Shimon, and he broke it before it had an opportunity to break as a result of the fall. So who is higher and who is potter? So Rabbi says, Omar Rabbi, Zorach Lim Reshagah, Guboach Abishov Rimakil potter. So Shimon is potter. Then bring away because, let's say, the owner of the keleh is late. Reuven was the one who dropped the keleh from the top of the roof. Shimon is the one who broke it with the magic. And Levi is the owner of the keleh. So Shimon is potter. The Amrinolei, because Shimon can say to Levi, Monetrivato, can say to the owner of the keleh, what did I do? Did I cause you any damage? It was destined to break. It's a broken keleh. Now, so what? How does Rashi explain the Gemara? So what's the Gemara's Rashi? Tivshu ben Mirav. So he says, "Pos amikor shedoch v'sein v'guf etol amon v'yishiv v'imagal gerishenoch potra m'shavrei v'chai v'aziri al mebos amikor azrinon hoil v'sein v'yishovei v'chshiyonuach ki mi sheshovrei hu dome." So according to Rashi, the Gemara's Rashi is that from Rabbi, it's muchach, it can be deduced, that was a mikor azrinon. So obviously, according to Rashi, in the case I mentioned, let's say, Levi is the owner of the keleh. Reuven grabbed the keleh from the top of the roof. Shimon came with the makel and broke it before the keleh had an opportunity to break as a result of the fall. So then, Shimon is potter. Why is Shimon potter? Because it was a mikor azrinon. So that implies, according to Rashi, and Reuven is chayev. Now, in other words, it's a raya from Rabbis Memre that was a mikor azrinon. Because of Adrinot? Because if we are going to say, Vasatovamole Adrinot, so then, Shimon should be Mechuyev, not Reuven. Even though Rashi doesn't say much here, but this is how Rashi explains. Rashi says, Poter Amshabre v'chayav zeret. Poter Amshabre v'chayav zeret. Well, that much Rashi says. So Reuven is chayav, and Shimon is Poter. Aume was a mikor Adrinot. Reuven is something shavim, and Shemilach is shavim. Because assuming that was a tovamon Adrinot, so then Shimon would be chayav, and Reuven would be chayav. So the Gemara says, Mirabe pshitare, Mirobe miboyer. So, according to Rabbi, so it's a pshites. That was a mikor Adrinot. But according to Rabbi, it's an abay. So that means, according to Rashi's pshat, if we say was a mikor Adrinot, so then in the case of Zorak Lim Rishagah, Gubach HaMishomrei, Bimakeh, so Shimon is Poter and Reuven is Chayav. And if we say was a monetovar Adrinot, so then Shimon is Chayav, Shimon is, and if we say Bosa Mikor Azrinon, so Reuven is Chayav and Shimon is Poter. And if we say Bosa Monetova Azrinon, so then Shimon is Chayav and Reuven is Poter. This is how Rashi explains. Now let's see the Gemara, the member of Rabbi, there they say, at the end. Some of these Gemaras and Rishas you can find, you know, let's say when you see a few blood Gemara of Menachas, I mean, you got Kavod on the base, the Gemara. Vein Omara at the bottom. My time is clear. Let's see what Rashi says here. Zorak balakli klim reishagad pota. Ze sheshivu mimakel. Kedim firot. Shearei seifo lishok. In other words, so Rashi in our Gemara, so he says pota ramishabre v'chai vazere. There, the chavor on the base, Rashi applies it to a case where the Zerek was the owner of the Ker. Why does Rashi do that? I mean, because Rashi was bothered by a certain difficulty. Obviously, that's the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Rabbi is telling us the aloche that was a mikor Adrinot. So Memele, the second one, Shimon, the one who broke the Keilah with the Makel, he is put out because he broke the Keilah. He broke it, he's not the Mazik. It's already easy. The headset is there already. So that's a raya that was a mikor Adrinot. So Mimele, the first one who dropped from the roof, is chayav. So the question of raya is, so Rabbi should say, Zorakim Rishagah, Zorakim Rishagah, Uboach HaVishomrei, HaMishabel Dimakil Poter, V'Azirik Chayav. He says Poter. What's about? That's all he tells us. He doesn't say that Azirik Chayav. So why doesn't Rabbi? He means that, but why doesn't Rabbi say it? Hazeirei chayev ve'amshav ve'matyot kot. He just says potter. And how about Hazeirei? So what does it mean, potter? Everybody is potter. That doesn't make sense. Why should everybody be potter? So obviously it means that the mishav ve'matyot is potter, Shimon is potter, but Reuven is chayev. So why doesn't Rabbi say it? Potter Amishav v'Makel v'Chayev Azeret. The answer is Rabbi has reference to a case where the Zerek was the owner of the Keilah. The owner of the Keilah. So the Meila he doesn't have. Rabbi has reference to such a case. That's why the Rabbi doesn't mention Chayev Azeret. Chayev Azeret. One cannot be a weird thing. So, but Eilach Name, in the case where the Zerik is a stranger, not the owner of the Keilah, so then the Zerik is Chayev. So here, Rashi mentions Potter HaMishavri V'Chayev HaZerik. Because here the Rashi is not interested in explaining the case of Rabbi. Here Rashi is interested in explaining the deen of Rabbi. Because the Kashi of the Gemara is based upon the fact, upon the principle that is implicit in Rabbi's deen, namely, that when somebody is a Kele, so it's considered the Mazik the moment the Kele is removed from his hands, even before it actually went. Because it's destined to break. So he already did perform the act whereby the Kele will be broken. In other words, let's say, suppose somebody shoots a behemoth, and the behemoth doesn't die immediately, but the behemoth dies 10 days later as a result of shooting the behemoth. When was the killing, the act of killing the behemoth done? When the behemoth dies 10 days later, or the time when he shot the behemoth? Naturally, at the time when he shot the behemoth. Not 10 days later. The one who shot the behemoth might be dead himself at the time when the behemoth dies. So it wouldn't mean that after he's dead, he killed the behemoth. He killed the behemoth when he shot the behemoth. So remember, if we say, so in the case of Zorakrin and Eisha Gad, the Maisa Hezek is considered performed at the time when the Kele it leaves his hand, when he drops the Kele from top of the roof, even though it will fall to the ground 2 minutes later. Let's say he throws it down from the top of the Empire State Building. It will take a few minutes until it will reach the ground. But the Maisa Hezek is done at the time when the Kele is dropped, not when the Kele breaks, when it reaches the ground. So that's the aloche of Rabbi. In other words, so the second one, who broke it with the Makel and Shine, is Potter. But Rabbi himself doesn't say Azirik Chayim, because Rabbi happened to have reference to the case where the Zirik was the owner of the Kele. But the principle mentioned by Rabbi is that the Mazik is the Zirik. He's a Zerik, and in case he's a stranger, not the owner, so the Zerik is Chayav. That's why Rashi says here, Potaram Shavri b'chayav azeh. All right, let's go over the whole Gemara there. Zachorom day. V'yomaram, Zorak Nimrei Shagar, U'bacham Shomri b'makil, Potaram, Aytan Memoni Tfira Toba, V'yomaram, Zorak Nimrei Shagar, V'o Yutachu Kol Nuchsosis, בואך המסילקום, אוי כי למסילקום פוטה, מי כאן מבין, נשאד יהיה פסוקי מפסקי גירי, so that's another הלוח. It's not if you do it our Indian, I just didn't want to skip that הלוח. So it's another הלוח, that if a person does a maise, under such circumstances, at the time when he does his maise, it was impossible that any headache should occur to the object, for example, he dropped the Kele from the top of the roof to the ground, and there was a mattress on the ground. And then, so he dropped the Kele at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock there was a mattress. So the nature of this act of dropping the Kele at 9 o'clock, in view of the circumstances, in view of the fact there was a mattress there on the ground, so it was not a Maise Hezek. It's not a Maise Hezek. It's not a Maise Hezek. Suppose somebody, he throws the Kele upon pillow. So, is it Maisa Hezek? So here, in effect, he was throwing a Kele upon a mattress. But then another person, or even if he himself did it, removed the mattress. So in other words, so at the time of the Maisa Hezek occurred, it was the Maisa Hezek. Because in effect, it was destined to fall upon a mattress. So mainly it's not the man. Now this is important for our Now there is a law, suppose 10 people hit a person and he dies. So, no one not one of the 10 people is Chai Misa Bezdin. They are all Hotzchim, they are Egon Isirzo, they are Chai Misa Shemayim, but Misa Bezdin, they are proper. But why it's especially the Sakosu? Shebe, Ish Kiyake, Kol Nefesh Odo, so Kiyake Kol Nefesh. But in case, if the Hakoye was done by the joint act of two people at the same time, so then, not one of the Makim did the whole Bitzichet. Just, he was a shooter in the act of Bitzichet. So then he's part of Mrs. Bez. So in the case of Ikuas, all of the Odom, Basom, Akles, Bibas, Hachas, everybody agrees that they are all part of Mrs. Bez. But the Machleke between Rabbanon and Rabbi Memseira is in the case of Bezeh Hazeh. So the Rabbanon say, even in the case of Bezeh Hazeh, they are all Pturim of Mrs. Bez, they are all Hotzchim, even Isirzo, but they are all Pturim of Mrs. Bez. Because it has to be, it's not Yaki Konevesh. But Rabbi Memseira says, the last one is Chayim, because he was the one who was Mikar of Mrs. Was Mikar of Mrs. Or Acher Chayim. So Rabbi says, Zo Rakhtin Kivere Shagat, Uboa Chavikim Rebisaye. So Reuven dropped the kinik from the top of the roof. Then, so if nobody would have intervened, the kinik would have been killed as a result of the fall. But what happened? Shimon intervened, and before the kinik fell to the ground, so he killed him with his sire. Really saw. So the question is, is Shimon Chayev Mrs. Bez? So the Gemara Rabbi says it's only Machlekes Rabbi Memseira Rabbon. It's like it called Asor Miodon, Asor Machlekes, but Zeh Hazeh. So according to Rabbi Memseira, Achim is Chayev. So in this case, Shimon is Chayev Mrs. Bez, and the according to Rabbanon, no. So he's Potter of Mrs. Bez. That's what Gemara says. Then, Boshe of the Kibbutz Mikano, suppose Reuven dropped the tinek from the top of the roof. So he was destined to die, the tinek was destined to die as a result of the fall, even if the Sheah wouldn't intervene. But it just happened that the Sheah passed by and with its horns it killed the tinek before there was an opportunity for the tinek to die as a result of the fall. Now, the question is, the owner of the Sheir Chayev Keter, suppose the Sheir is Sheir Amoy, so he's the owner of the Sheir Chayev Keter. So it looked at the Rabbi Shmuel of Neshe Rabbi Yechon Breikin Rabbonon. There is a machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Breikin. And the Rabbonon, when the Keter is Menizek Shaminon, or Bidu Mazek Shaminon. So the Rabbonon say that Menizek Shaminon, he has to pay the value of the victim as much as he was worth, had he been sold as an enemy. Bishop and Rabbi Shmuel Mishra Rabbi Yechon Breike says no. B'demazik Shanim, he has to pay the value of the owner of the share. Hamazik, how much he is worth as an eved. Bishop. Right. So Vitanya, you know something in Nachi means Rabbi Shmuel Mishra Rabbi Yechon Breike and the Mazik. So I called it for the Rabbi of Rabbi Yechon Mishra Rabbi Yechon Breike. So the owner of the share doesn't have to pay Keita. Because he has to pay Keita the value of the victim. How much was he worth as an enemy? Somebody tried to debt in it, let's say. Tried to sell himself while he was in the state. Bob. So could he get any price? Suppose the Tinek could talk and he could negotiate the contract. So he would try to sell himself to somebody. Would anyone pay one penny for it? Nothing. Because what is the worth? He's destined to die in a moment. So there is no means. But according to Rabbi Shmuel of Mesh Rabbi Yechon ben Breike, Mirish of the Breike, that is Mimazics, of course, the owner of the Sheia, he has the value as an enemy. This is the Gemara. Now, I'm mentioning this Gemara because in order to mention the Shita of the Ramban in Yochamitz and this Gemara, Rashi says here in the beginning of the second period that when Rabbi says when Rabbi says that that when Rabbi says Zorakei Mereshagabu Kwa'ach Habishit Odemakei Isfoter Tabu Mereshira Tovah So it's a Raya that Rabbi holds for some Korach. And this is what the Gemara means with Rabbi Pshitale that for some Korach. Because if Rabbi had held for someone a Tovah Azinon, so then Rabbi would say that the Sheikh Mishab Abimakir is Chayet. So, the Shabbat Makel is higher, and the first one, the Zerik is Potter. The Zerik is Potter. And according to Rashi, when Rabbi says, Zorakei Mereshagab, Ubarach HaBishop HaBimakel, is Potter, so it means the Shabbat HaBimakel is Potter, and the Zerik is higher. Except if the Zerik happens to be the owner of the Kehle, so it cannot be higher. But if he's not the owner of the Kehle, so the Zerik is higher. Actually, in Ramban is Chayit on Rashi, and Ramban explains the Gemara just the reverse. Then Tidus is on Rashi. Then Tidus is Rashi. It happens that most Rishonim agree with Rashi, but Tisus and Rosh agree with Rashi. But the Ramban explains it just in the reverse. In other words, he says like this: Rabbi says, Zorachim Berish Adab Uboach Abishot Udimakel Ispotea. Who is Potea? Who is Potea? So, is Potea. So, the Mishab Abimakel is Potea. But he doesn't say that the Zerik is Chayet. Why doesn't Rabbi say the Zerik is Chayet? Why? He didn't want to say a few extra words. Because Leilom Yilam Yvedom Yitamudim Rosh Hashanah. But this is does not come within the principle of Leilom Yilam Yvedom Yitamudim Rosh Hashanah, because he has to bring out the tongue. So why doesn't Rabbi say Zorakei Mereshagab Ubarach HaBishit Odemakel Poter HaMishavei V'Chayev HaZer? Why doesn't he say it? The answer is Rabbi holds that the Zerik is Poter. The Zerik is Potter, but Rabbi also says that the Mishab HaMakel is also Potter. Why the Mishab HaMakel Potter? It has nothing to do with Bosa Mikor Azinam, or Bosa Seif Azinam, Bosa Tovamon Azinam. Whether we say Bosa Mikor Azinam, or we say Bosa Seif Azinam, but how can we hire the Mazik? How can we hire the Mazik? Mazik is hired because it caused damage to the owner. Did the Mishab HaMakel cause damage? It was already lost to the owner. It was destined to break. All right, so it didn't break. So what difference does it make? So it will break. He'll hear the blast a minute later. So did he have the Kehle? Did he have possession of the Kehle? It was in the state of falling, and it was destined to break, even if nobody would have intervened. So the Kehle was destined to break. So Memele, the Mishavi was not Mazi. The Mishavi Makel was not Mazi. It's Monetrileto. It was destined to break anyway. Why should he pay? What kind of damage did he cause? It was already a lost object. It was destined to break. So that has nothing to do with the child was a Mikoraz, it was a Seba, you know. The fact is that it was the Kehle that was lost to the owner, was destined to be broken in another minute. But Rabbi says, Potter, no one is Chayav, no one. The Zerik is also Potter. Why is the Zerik Potter? If Rabbi had held that was a Mikoraz, you know, so then the Zerik should be Chayav. The Zerik should be Chayav. Why is this? So, Enoch Name, Rashi says, this is exactly what Rabbi means. The Zerik is Chayav. Except that Rashi, at the end of the second period, applied it to a case where the Zerik was the owner himself. All right! But if the Zerik was a stranger, so then the Zerik is Chayav. No, but the Ramban applies Rabbi's memory to a case where the Zerik was a stranger, and still Rabbi, by not saying the Zerik Chayav, so in effect says that the Zerik is Potter, so it's a Raya that Rabbi holds. We do not consider it from the perspective of what was on the Kore, the moment of the dropping of the Kehle. But we have to consider it from the perspective of the moment when it breaks. When it breaks, how does it break? It should have broken as a result of the fall. But fortunately or unfortunately, it didn't break as a result of the fall. It broke as a result of the matter. Of the matter. Some melee is potter. Some country, because Rabbi holds, because Bosatov, that we consider it from the perspective of the moment of the breaking. And the moment of the breaking, it doesn't even break as a result of the dropping. It breaks as a result of the bless by the makel. So Mimele is not a mazik, so the zirik is not a mazik. And the Mishabim makel is not a mazik because it's already a loss to the owner. This is how the Ramban explains it. And then the Ramban mentions it. So like this, the Ramban is very, very reasonable. I mean, very, very reasonable. Not that Rashi's Pshat is not reasonable. I mean, both. Both are equally reasonable. I mean, this is a good example. I mean, I can't see why the Ramban's Svore is any more logical than Rashi's Svore, and why we should say that Rashi's Svore is any more reasonable than Ramban's Svore. Both, I mean, that's how it appears to me. Both Svores, even though they are opposite poles, the Ramban and Rashi, what they appear to be equally reasonable. Equally reasonable. All right, but there is one strange thing in the Ramban, in the Machamis. He mentions a right. He says, how can we explain the Gemara like the Sofati, like Rashi, when the same Rabbi who mentions the Aloch Zorak Mirei Shagat, Ubach HaVishibar Bimakel is Potter, so the same Rabbi mentions another Aloch, Zorak Mirei Shagat, Ubach HaVishibar Bimakel. So it looked at Rabbi Yudin saying, Rabbi Rabbon. So according to Rabbon, that's the way you pass me, that there is Aloche, Ayiko Asor Yodom Basor Makles, Ibn Bozea Hazeh, so Kulom Chloe. So then, no one is Chayim Sefer. And according to Rabbi Yudin Sefer, so the one that was Mikabo Bisayel is Chayim Sefer. But the Zeire Katinik is certainly Papa, Mizefer. According to everybody. Look at Rabbi Yudin Sefer Rabbon vis-a-vis the Mikabo Bisayel. But it goes without saying that according to everybody, the Zeire Katinik is Potter of Mizefer. And the same Rabbi is saying that. Now, if Rabbi Shite is, as Rashi says, that Bosami Koraz Minon, if Rashi Shite is, that Bosami Koraz Minon, so then the Zeri Katinik should be Chayim Sefer in his Ritzayach. Because we have to consider it. We have to consider it from the perspective of the moment of the Zrik. The moment of the Zrik, so at that time the Ritzichem was done. So it's Yakiton Nebesh also. So it's a raya that Rabbi holds that was a safe as it. I mean, this is a little strange. I mean, it's not that it's inexplicable. I don't mean, but it's a little strange. I mean, if the Ramban didn't say it, I mean, I would say the whole shaila of Bosamikor Azim and Bosasim Azim and the shaila has to be mazik. Not like Abba Yitzchak. How can you say? Like Abba Mazik, you can say that if somebody drops a tele at 9 a.m. in the morning, and then he drops it, let's say, from the Empire State Building, and it reaches the ground at 9:02 in the morning, so when was he a Mazik? Not at 9:02 in the morning, but at 9 in the morning. Because that was the act that resulted in the breaking of the tele, so he became a Mazik at 9 in the morning. But how could you say that if he drops a tinnik, if somebody drops a tinnik at 9 a.m. in the morning from the top of the Empire State Building, and then the tinnik reaches the ground, let's say at 9:05 in the morning, so he was a ritzeach already at 9, when the tinnik was still alive. I mean, we could readily make such a distinction, but the Rambam doesn't make that distinction. It's not difficult, but it's a little strange. In other words, so the Rambam holds that if we say, but Nikor, as we know, so it applies to Yitzchak also, not only to Mazon. So, I mean, because of that, but it's no kashe, it's no raya against Rashi Shite, because Rashi can, with good logic, make a distinction between Mazik and Ritzir. Alright, but this is the Shita of Rambam. Alright, now let's just go over one case, just with Zohar Nimre Shagat. Nire Din Zohar Kevin in Chaitz, Alakli, Uba Havdil Mishobri, Yipshite de Chayet. וישייך כמו לתפיר הכבה. ויעזבינו נאם להוכל דוס, המקורא, ומשכח את זיצחו יש חוצי נזר. וסבור הפשוטים, so then the Mishaba Bimakeir is Chayav. And it's not Chayav to say Basamikorazim. In other words, this cheating is that when we say Basamikorazim in the case of Zorakim Reshagat, in the case of Zorakim Reshagat, so then we cannot say Basamikorazim, he did already a beach lane if he takes a Kele, and let's say at 9 o'clock. He drops the kele and it reaches the ground, let's say, at 9-2. So the mayor, we can say, since he already did his act, he touched the kele and he threw it down, so his act of hesed was done at the time when he dropped it, even before it reached the ground. Mashenki, he throws the chetz. So there was no ankele. And the chetz was detached from his hand at 9 o'clock. And the chetz hit the Kele at 9-5. So how can we say that the Kele was already broken at 9 o'clock when he didn't touch it? And nothing that came, that was released by him, touched. How do we say the Kele already broke? I mean, it's a very simple slot. But Tesis mentioned another right. Tesis doesn't, even though Tesis could establish that Swore on the basis of Swore itself, without an arayas, but Tesis mentions arayas. Tesis says, because the Azim Lam Hochet was only called in Mishkachas Bitzvoras Chatzinese. So we couldn't visualize a case of Tzvoras. Tzvoras means not Gufe, Bikech. So if we say, Basatolim, the Azim Lam Zidbe, in the steps upon pebbles, and the pebbles fall upon the Kele, and they break, and they break the Kele, so So Miller, at the time when is the behemoth in Mazekes? At the time when the Kele breaks, there is no contact between the Kele and the behemoth. Mashenkin, if we say for some Korazmino, so the behemoth is considered a Mazik as of the moment when it stepped upon the pebbles. The time when it stepped upon the pebbles, so it, the pebbles were the Chuga. Were in contact with the Gufa Behemoth. So it shouldn't be considered Tzvoras. That's what it is. Here mentioned right. Now, the Rosh says, and this Gemara, not on this Gemara, it's on the Gemara of Hochot Yeshus Rabin, the Tizot Tzvoras, Vizikot Yeshayochit, and the Gemara of Yotes. So he says, now Rav Zeire says that Holcho Bishus Rabin V'Tizot V'Yisikwa Bishus Ayochi. So it's Chayev Hadrabi, Chayev Hadrabi. So so the Rosh has the Kashe, but why is it Chayev? After all, if we say according to Rabbi that Bosal Mikorazinon, so if she walked in the Bishus Rabin, if she walked in the Bishus Rabin and she stepped upon the Bishus Rabin, if we say Bosal Mikorazinon, so then it means that she was Mazik Bishus Rabin and she never was part of Bishus Rabin. So Bishlai, if we say Bosal Sifazinon, Bosal Tovamone, so since the Kiri broke the Bishus Ayochi, so understand this why Rav Zeire says it's Chayev. Because the Hezekiah is the Bishus Ayochi, but according to Rabbi, that was a Mikoraz, and the Rosh agrees with Rashi, that Rabbi Shit did not do the Ramban, that Rashi Shit, that Rabbi Shit means was a Mikoraz. So we have to consider it from the perspective of the moment, of the Maisa Hezek, when she stepped on the pebbles. So, and where did she step on the pebbles? No, she's a Yochi, no, the Bishus Rabbi. So it should be considered, she should be potter, she should be regular for Rabbi. That's the kasha of the Rosh. So the Rosh gives it teretz. The Rosh gives it teretz. Here it's a special verse, of course. Even though Basami Korazinon. Even though Basami Korazinon. So it's a special verse, of course, it will be at this day after. So in other words, so as far as determining whether it's Bishus Rabin or Bishus Ayochi, so we have to determine it. The moment of the Hezek. So if it's Yisikwa Bishus Ayochi, so it's Ibiya Bishayach. So the Ktzeis in Simen Shin Tzadik deduces from this Rosh that the Rosh is Chelik Anteisus. Because according to the Rosh, so the reason is why Rav Zeire says, Holcho Bishus Rabin V'Tizot Tzeir Yisikwa Bishus Ayochi. So he's Chayev because of his special Zeres HaKosuf, Ibiya Bishayach. So we have to determine whether the Hezek was in Bishus Ayochi or Bishus Rabin. But according to Tetzves, there is no kashe, because when does Rabbi say Bosal Mikorazinon? Only by Zorakli, but not by Tizot Tzeres, then it's certainly Bosal Sefazin. So it's a raya, so he says, it's a raya, that the Rosh is Chelik HaTetzves, and the Rosh holds that this din of Rabbi Bosal Mikorazinon applies not only to the case of Zorakli and Rish Agav, but even to the case of Zorak, Tzreiris, Zorak Eben Ochetz, it also, Rabbi also says, we have to consider it from the perspective of the moment of the Hezek, of the Maise, done by the person or by the Rebbe. So there the Rosh Kashi is. So it was Mikoraz, so it's in Rishus Rabim, so she put us a taste with, so the Rosh gives, here is a special as a person. Will be of his death. But it's a raya that he says in Simon Shin Tzadi that the Rosh is chelik on basis. And the Yom Shoshana also says that the Rosh is chelik on basis. Except that the Yom Shoshana says that the Rosh is chelik on basis, and he says that it's mistabeh like tesis. Because the raya of Tzures is a good raya. Zachirishin says, no, the Rosh is Chelik Anteisves, and it's Mistaber like the Rosh, and the Raya from Tzures is no Raya. Even if we say that Kosamikorazinon, and even if we apply the Aloche of Kosamikorazinon to the case of Zorakem and Achemitz, but here there is a special verse of Kosov, that if the behavior is Mazik Fukeich, so he pays Chotzenet, it's a special Zeres HaKosov. So you don't make any difference whether it was Mikoraz Dimon, Bosal Sefaz Dimon. It's a special Halacha Mishim Sinai, it's Zeres HaKosov. That when does the owner of the behemoth pay in the Rishonim, only when it's Mazik B'Gufe, not when it's Mazik B'Keyche. When it's Mazik B'Keyche. So even though we say Bosal Mikoraz Dimon, it's a special Halacha Mishim Sinai, it's a special Zeres HaKosov. But both the Yam Sheshleime and the Ksis Achishin, Simon Shin Tzadi, they both say that the Rosh is chelik on Teisa Shigin. In other words, the Rosh doesn't limit the concept of what we call as the only to the case of Zohar, not to the case of Zohar Keren Achilles. Of Zohar Keren Achilles. But it is the Tzitz Achilleshen and the Yam Sheshloimi are difficult. As a matter of fact, that Nachman Zdovik points it out, because the Mukiyetzer, and the Kamei, in the beginning of the second period, so he mentions the same distinction that Tzitz says between Zohar Kmim and Ishagar and Zohar Keren Achilles Alakwim, that Rabbi only says for some Mikorazim in the case of Zohar Kmim and Ishagar, but he doesn't apply his concept of Mikorazim to the case of Zohar Keren Achilles Alakwim. Okay, and the Mukiyetzer mentions the same longness not in the name of Tzitz, but in the name of Dosh. So we knew what he was talking about. So we see that Mukiyetzer assumed that the Rosh has the same sheet as Tzitz, and still the Rosh as the Kashe. Why does Rav Zeira say that Hoch of Yishus Rabin, it is Otzreya Yishus Rabin, Yizik of Yishus Ayoch, it is Chayim? But it was a Mikorazina. So apparently, there is no inconsistency between the Rosh Kashe and Tesis Chiddush, because the Rosh himself agrees with Tesis Chiddush. So the Nachman Zdovik explained it. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, for next time, you should prepare after the Gemara of Gufe, Boye Robin, Yishabel, Yishabel, Yishabel.
Bava Kama, Shir Ayin Bav, Chaptes Ior Hitov Shemem Gimel, May 12, 1983, on Thursday.
By Toshma, Kibushin Moed, Yoshin Moed. Now we mention there is a machlekes between Rashi, which is the Shita of most Rashani, and the Rambam. I don't know anyone else who agrees with the Ramban's Pshat. The Ramban is just the antithesis. The Ramban's Pshat is just the antithesis of Rashi's Pshat. But Rabbi raised Rabbi, Dorsa al Kri, Veloi Shibate, Vinizgaldu le Mokemache, Vishibate. So he raised Rabbi. So whether מיקור אזנינו בגופיו, או ידיעו מבוסת טוב המונה אזנינו, וצרו אזנינו. So טיפ שלו עם רבי, דום הרבי זורק למרי שקר ובא חבישי בו, מה גאיר להספוטה? דאמרין לו לימון את פיר הטוב. So what did more לרבי פשיט עלי, לרוב הם בוירי. So רשי says לרבי פשיט עלי, רבי איזה פשיט איז בבוסת מיקור אזנינו. And that is the reason as to why רבי says זורק למרי שקר ובא חבישי בו, מה גאיר? So he's potter. He's potter. Because if we say Bosa Sofazlinon, not Bosa Mikore, so then the Mishab of the Makeil should be higher. But since we say Bosa Mikorazlinon, that means he became a Mazik the moment he dropped the keel, even before it reached the ground. So the Mele. So maybe it was at the time when the Shemi Shimon was Mishabeh of the Caleb in Makel, so the Caleb was already Huzak, was already Shovel. Masha'im came, if we say, was a Sobaz, you know? So he has to become a Mazik only when it falls to the ground. And then it broke not as a result of falling to the ground. It broke as a result of the Shvira in Makel. So the Shemi should be high. This is how Rashi explains. So the Rabbi Pshitalei, that was a Mikor Azunot, and the Rabbi Miboyot. So the Rashi Shita is that if we say Bosa Seif Azunot, then Shimon should be high. The Ramban explains it in the reverse. He says, Shimon is certainly potter, because it has no Shavyes. It has no Shavyes. So even if we say Bosa Seif Azunot, but at the time when Shimon was Mishabel B'Makir, how much was it worth? Let's say the keli is worth $5. That means before it was destined to break. But suppose he tried to sell it, the owner of the keli tried to sell it while the keli was in the process, Ba'avir, of falling, so then he wouldn't get one penny for the keli. It's not worth anything. So Shimon is certainly potter. But But when Rabbi said Zora Klimri Shakaba Shimri Macho Potter, he means everybody is Potter. Shimon is Potter, and Ruben is also Potter. Shimon is Potter according to everybody. So that's not a controversial question. I mean, Shimon is Potter, because it has no Shavuos. But Rabbi says Potter, everybody is Potter. Ruben, the Zerik, is also Potter. Why is Ruben Potter? If we say, if Rabbi had held for something for us, so Ruben should be Chayev. Ruben should be Chayev. And Rabbi implies that Ruben is Potter. Rashi would say no. Rashi says, Bifeiresh. Not he would say, but he says, Potter am Shavuot Chayev Azerik. Ruben is Chayev. Rabbi says. Rashi says. But the Ramban explains, Rabbi, Potter, everybody is Potter. Shimon is Potter, that doesn't involve a controversial question, because it has no Shavuos at the time when Shimon broke the market. But Potter means, Ruben is also Potter. Why is Ruben Potter? Because Ruben is not a Mazik. So we thus see that according to Rabbi, it's Bosasei Pazlino, not Bosabli Pos. So Mele sees Bosasei Pazlino, and the safe was never realized, because the safe of Ruben's Zrike was frustrated. It was precluded, the same. Shimon precluded the save of Ruben's Maisahed. So in other words, if not for the fact that Shimon intervened, then Ruben's act would have culminated in an act of Hezek. Because Bosasei Pazlino, but since Shimon broke the Makeo, so Ruben's act did not culminate in the Maisa Hezek. So who is the Mazik? Shimon is the Mazik. But Ruben is Potter. But if Shimon is a Mazik, so Shimon should be Chayev. The answer is, Shimon is a Mazik, but Shimon is a Mazik of a Keilah that is worthless. Has no price. No buyer at that time would pay one penny or half a penny for that Keilah. So that's why Shimon is Potter. Shimon is Potter, he is a Mazik. And Ruben is Potter because Ruben only intended to be a Mazik. But fortunately for him, he did not become a Mazik, because Shimon's Shvira Vimakeil precluded Ruben's act from culminating in an act of Hezek. This is the Ramban. Now we have to understand. There is one question that is a strong kashe against Rashi and all the Sheni, because all the Sheni, I didn't see any other Rishi who explicitly explains the Gemara like Ramban. I didn't see it. I don't know. Maybe there are the Sheni, but I didn't see it. But there is one good question, a strong kashe against Rashi. How does Rashi say that the Gemara says li Rabbi Pshitali that Bosamikoras? So what's the raya? But so that means, so Rashi says, Zorak Lim Reshagar, Ubacha Vishiva Vimaki, is Potter, Shimon is Potter. Alright, Rashi applies the member of Rabbi to the case where the owner of the Keilah was himself the Zerek. Alright, in order to explain, why does he say Potter? He should say, Pot Shimon Potter, Potter Amishabia Vimakeil, Vichaiva Zerek. So why doesn't he? So the Ramban deduces from that that the Zerik is also Potter. But according to Rashi, why doesn't Rabbi say Chayev Azerik? So Rashi, at the end of the second peri, applies Rabbi's memory to the case where the owner of the Keilah was himself the Zerik. That's why Rabbi says Potter. He doesn't say Chayev Azerik. Cannot be Chayev himself. But in a Chaname, if it would not be the owner, so then Rabbi would say Chayev Azerik. But Rabbi has referenced the case where the owner of the Keilah is the Zerik. But still, we, according to Rashi's Pshat, so we deduce from Rabbi's memory, since Rabbi tells us that the Shimon is Potter, that Rabbi holds Bosamei Korazino. The implication being, if we would say Bosasei Pazlino, so then Shimon would be Chayev. But why? So the Ramban's Kashi against Rashi is, why should Shimon be Chayev, even if we say Bosasei Pazlino? But it has no Shavuos. But if there's no Shavuos, so apparently Rashi Shita is true. At that moment it had no Shavuos. But before that, it had a Shavuos. In other words, if the Shabbos is not to be determined, mamish, how much it is worth at that moment of the Hezek. But if the general Shabbos of the Kehler, let's say, is $5, even though at the moment, the particular moment of the Hezek, it's not worth a penny, because it's destined to break. But we have to be mishaya how much it's worth before it became destined to break. So Mimele, since before it became destined to break, so it had a Shabbos of $5, so then Shimon should pay $5. So why is Shimon poter? Because it's already considered chavo. Why is the keli considered chavo? Because Reuven is considered the mazik the moment he dropped the keli. That's Rashi. Alright, so that's a chiddush in Rashi. Anyway. Now, Teisves says, Zorachlim Risha Gad, Niradim Zorachelen Echetz Alakli, Ubaha Bishivre, Dipshita Lechayev, Vilishayach Kamone Tvire, Torah, Do Azlinon Namehoche Bosamikov, Vilishkachas, Diazlinon Namehoche. Was am ich gore, wo ich mich kachas bezwung es hotzen ezek, wo es vore pschute ihn, le chalei bin zere kevin zere klima atzne. In other words, Teisves says, the trabes din, ob zor aklim reish agag, u boa chavishido le mato li spotea, Ruben le zere, en shimen et mishado le make, so shimen et spotea, applies only to the case of zor aklim reish agag. But suppose zorak, even uchet al aklim, u boa achaya, before the chetz reached the kele, so Shimon was mishaber b'makir, then Shimon would be chayim. Why? Because we only say b'samim koraz limam. Obviously, Teisa Shit Pshat is like Rashi. That Rabbi is saying b'samim koraz limam. Not like the Ramban, that Rabbi is saying b'sasof az limam. But Teisa says, if Rabbi would apply his concept of b'samim koraz limam, to the case of Zorah Kevin Chetz 2, then we couldn't visualize a Chiyuv of Tzuretz, because the Chiyuv of Tzuretz essentially applies to a case where there is no contact between the Dovah HaNizek and the Behemoth. So if we say Bosamim Koraz Limam, even the case of Zorah Chetz, so then it means that when the behemoth steps on pebbles, and the pebbles, let's say the behemoth steps on pebbles at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then 1 minute after nine, the pebble reaches the keilah and breaks the keilah. If that the rabbis aloha, rabbis concept of basamikoraz applies to zvikas even or chetz too, so if the behemoth stepped on pebbles at 9 o'clock in the morning and the keilah broke, the pebble reached the kele 1 minute after nine, so when did the behemoth become in Mazekes? At the minute after nine or at 9 o'clock? At 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, there was contact. So the melee between the pebble and the behemoth at one after nine. So there is no chibur between the pebble and the behemoth, because at that time the pebble is in contact with the keleh, not with the behemoth. But at 9 o'clock there was contact between the pebble and the behemoth, so it shouldn't be considered as sures. So you should pay as a sholem. So how can we visualize? I mean, the raya of Teisves is a little strange. I mean, Teisves says it. I'm not saying it's difficult, but the Tzitzachishen says, what kind of a raya is it? Teisves says, di yaz minoname hoche, vosam yikore, v'mishkachas mitzcheres chotzinezek, usvore pshuti ilachal horay. So, why not mishkachas lay? So the Tzitzachishen says, no, we can say that aloche vosam yikore azlinon, Bosamim Koraz Linon applies even to the case of Zorake Menochei Tzalake. Also, we also say Bosamim Koraz Linon. So then you ask, if we say Bosamim Koraz Linon, so that means the behemoth is a mazekes at 9 o'clock, not at 1 minute after 9. and at 9 o'clock, so the pebble is in contact with, at 9 o'clock, the pebble is in contact with the behemoth, so why should it be distinguishable from the case where the behemoth, bikoring, stepped on killing, so then it's mishalem and mishalem? The answer is, in the case where the behemoth, bikoring, was mishalem and mishalem, so then it's considered, since at the time when the wheels of the wagon step over the kelim and break the kelim, so the wheels are attached to the behemoth, so that becomes a pertinent to the behemoth. The wheels themselves are like an extension of the gufa behemoth, because it doesn't make any difference whether the behemoth is mazik with the body itself, or it's mazik with the clothes, the things, the load that is attached to the behemoth. So in the Mele, it's considered like that the behemoth was mazik as bigufo, even though she was mazik with the wheels, and the wheels are not part of the goof, but it's attached to the goof. Mashiach, in the case where the behemoth steps upon pebbles at 9 o'clock, and the pebble falls upon the tail at 1 minute after 9, so true, the behemoth is in mazekes, is considered to be mazik at 9, not at 1 minute after 9. But how was the hezek done? Begufo or bekeicha? Of course, bekeicha. Even if we say that Yibosamikor Azimon, but the behemoth is considered to be in mazekes, bekeicha. And that's the Xerasakos of the Aloha Meshimisinai of Tzchures Chotzinezek. That only when the behemoth is mazik bigufo, then there is nezek sholem. But when the behemoth is mazik bikeicho, not bigufo, there is chotzi nezek. That's what the Ksis HaKesh says. So the raya is no raya. In other words, there is no raya. But Teisves does say that the Yasmino name, hoche posamikore, wo yashkechino on tzchureitz, v'ashkechino on tzchureitz chotzenezek. So, what is Teise Shite? Teise Shite is true? No. Now, just as the Gemara says, as Rove says, yes, Nabai, dorso al fui, v'lo yishibarte, v'nizgal dilo li mokim achia, v'shibu. So, v'osam yifor azdinon v'gufiyu, oidilmo, v'osatobomon azdinon, utzchures nino, Utsrulesnino. So here too we could say, how does Rabbi Ezer Abai? Rabbi Ezer Abai, whether it's Bosamikor or Basasei. And if we say Bosamikore, so then also Akli Nizgaldo Mokmachei, so he's Mishalim Nedekshoen. Why? Because he becomes a Maz, the behemoth becomes a Mazekes, let's say, if the behemoth was there as our Kli, let's say at 9 o'clock, and then it rolled it to Mokemachia, and it broke be Mokemachia at 5 minutes after 9, so if we say Basamikor Azinon, the behemoth is considered to be a mazik, not at 5 after 9, but at 9 o'clock. So then, the owner of the behemoth does not pay Chotzinezik, but pays Nezik Sholem. Why? Because then it's considered Gufe, even though, you know, from Biltzies, it was still was mazik b'keicha. Does it make any difference? The answer is al p'din. Since we say basamikor azminon, so and the behemoth is in mazekes. The behemoth is in mazekes at 9 o'clock when the behemoth stepped on the keilah. Not at 5 minutes after nine when the keilah broke as a result of being rolled to another place. So the male is considered gufe. So here too, Teisa Shite is that in the case where in the case of where the behemoth stepped upon pebbles at 9 o'clock and the pebbles fell upon the tailor at 1 minute after nine. So then it's if we say Bosamikoras, you know, it should not even be considered Hiziko bikeichei, but it should be considered Hiziko bikufei, just as in the case just as in the case of the behemoth stepping upon the kela, and the kela is nisgalbal of makam achayah. So if we say basami korazunum, it's considered his ikabigufe, not the keichel. So what will he say? But that's the exerzakosov of tzures. So if that is the exerzakosov of tzures, so in the case of those who are cleaving nisgalbal of makam achayah, Rabbi should also say that even assuming that basami korazunum, it's a special exerzakosov. That it's chotzin ezek, and Rabbi doesn't say that. So it's a raya that we say was a mikora zina from Rabbi's memory. That once we say that he pains in ezek sholem in the case of those akim galgum of machia, so it's a raya that we say was a mikora zina. This is what the Tiras Akri, that's the brother of the Ktzeis, says. He's matre the Ktzeis. The Ktzeis right. But anyway, so in other words, we can say not like Tzeis, but this is Tzeis' law. This is Tzeis' law. Now the Ktzeis says that the Rosh and the Nukieisef are both chilek. The Rosh and the Nukieisef are both chilek and Tzeis. Why? Because the Rosh says the Rosh in second period, paragraph base, and he says, the third line, the second column, in the paragraph base of the Rosh, in the second column, in the second period, paragraph base, in the second column, the third line, Umaskinon, the Tizodosh Sarabi, Vilzikovish Nayochit Chai. That's Chazera's memory in the Maskon. The Afal Gar, the Gabidoso Akliv in his Gaugul of Makamachia, the Nishba, Asiknil Nil, Kirobe, the Bosa, Mikorazlinon, Hochelo Yazlino Bosa Mikore, Elo Acha, Hamokim Shenase Beyanezek, the Gore Kro, the Regel, Ubia Bizayachia, the Abio, Hoiso Bechotanis. So the Rosh Sikash. How can Rab Zeira say in the Maskone that he tizo shuvez goshes rabbi the mochlo the iziku bishes ayochit so Israel but Rabbi says that was a mikorazim. So when the behime is mazik, when the behime it does a maise, let's say at 9 o'clock, and the hezek occurs. At 5 minutes after 9, when is the behemoth the mazekes? At 9 o'clock, because for some people are going on, if the behemoth steps upon a caleb, and then it is wrong, bimokemachia, and 5 minutes later it breaks bimokemachia. So Rabbi says that he pays him as a shalom, because he's a mazekes at the original moment. At 9 o'clock, when he steps, so melee, if the behemoth would step upon pebbles in the Rishus Arabi, and then 5 minutes later, so it broke Kale in the Rishus Anizek. So when is the behemoth the Mazekes? If we say Bosami Korazinon, the original moment was where? In the Rishus Arabi. So it should be Potter. Why does Rabzira say that the owner of the behemoth is Chayim? So that's the kasha by the Rosh. So the Rosh gives the Teretz, it's a special Zasakosov. Ubiya is the only because there is a special Zasakosov. But if the Rosh had agreed with Teis Veshite that the whole concept of Basami Korazim, so it applies only to the case of Dora Salakim, but not to the case of Zora Kele no Heit Alakim. So then we say Basasei Vazim. We say was a seva zino. So Mimele, here, when the Rav Zeira is referenced to the case where the behemoth stepped upon pebbles in the Rishus Rabi, so it's Zohar Kevin Necheit. And in the case of Zohar Kevin Necheit, Rabbi doesn't say was a mikora zino. Then Rabbi is made was a seva zino. So what kind of a kachet does the Rosh raise? Why does he have to resort to the Chinesh, especially to the Sakosu, in regard to Biyo Vizdeah, to Hezek, taking place in the Rishayochi, that it all depends where the actual loss occurs, not where the Maisa Hezek. No, in this case, the Maisa Hezek is what I say. And so the Maisa Hezek, is the behavior is considered to be in Mazekes in the Chotanizek without recourse to a special Zerzakosim. So it's a raya from this Rosh, it's a raya from this Rosh that the Rosh is Chelet HaKesis. So the Nachas Lovi says, how can we say that the Rosh is Chelet HaKesis when Mukieisef probably knew what the Rosh says, so that the Mukieisef mentions the same Chidesh that Teisa says, Nira dim zorak even ochet ala kli ubaacha mekidem mishomrei dipshid elachayim vilu yishayach kan mone tvira tova. So he says, the Mekiesef says, Kosaf Arosh, instead of saying, Kosaf Kuatei says, so Kosaf Arosh, the Imzorak Eben Lecheit, Alakli Ubaacha Vekidem Mishivrei, Dipshid Lechayim, Vemishayach Kamone Tvira Tova. That's, he says, this thing that is mentioned by Tetzvers, the Mekiesef mentions the name of the Rosh. In the name of the Rosh. That's in Mugiese, Dav Zayin in the Reef. Dav Zayin in the Reef. The eighth line from the end of Dhamma. Dav Zayin on Medawa. The eighth line from the end of Dhamma. Umiu Kosovarosh now. Shim Zora Kevin Echeit, Alakui, Ubaka Vikini Mishov Echayo, the Yesh Lechawi, the Ni and Zeru Zerik Akuyatsme. So Mamesh Tesis Aloche. And whose name does he mention it? In the Rosh name. In the Rosh name. So we see that the Lechol HaPochez Mekiesef did not assume like the Lomdes of the Ksisacheshe, like the Lomdes of Ksisacheshe. And then the Ksisacheshe, he says, Mekiesef also is Chelik and Tesis Lomdes. In other words, the Dorosh is Chelik, so that's the Raya from this, from the Rosh in connection with Rav Zera's din of Hochov v'Yerushas Rabin v'Yitizo Tzchelei v'Yerushas Rabin v'Nofu Al-Kli v'Yiziko v'Yerushas Ayochi. So Rav Zera says Hadrabi, he is Chayev, the Rosh is the Kashe, but Rabbi says was a Mikor Azunen, so he should be Potea, so she became a Mazeket, the Behemo in the Yerushas Rabin, so he should be Potea. Why not? So he says especially the Sakosu. Then Kiyin said there is a Machlekes. The Tzitzachim says, Mekiesef is also Chelet HaKesis. In other words, that both the Rosh and Mekiesef extend the concept of Gosa Mikor HaZlinon to the case of Zora Kevin Echeit HaLakli also. Not only to the case, they don't only apply it to the case of Zora Kri Meresh Agar, but they apply it to the case of Zora Kevin Echeit HaLakli. Uboacha V'Shibre V'Makeo. So he's also part of the Mishadol and Maki. So he's also part of that. According to the Mekiesef, how does the Tzitzachishe know the Mekiesef is Chelek and Tzitzles? Because that's the Mekiesef, that's the famous Mekiesef. Famous Mekiesef. That the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, in the second period, where the Yishim Shim Chitzo for Yishim Shim Amei. So Rabbi Yechon says Yishim Shim Chitzo. That if somebody, let's say, makes a fire in his courtyard, and then the fire spreads through the aid of an ordinary wind, and burns, let's say, a stack of grain in the other's courtyard. In the other's courtyard, so is chayev mitzad olam hamazik, not mitzad momen hamazik. Man the Israel Mishemchitzov is not Mishemamene, even in a situation where he's not chayev on the score of the mamazik. And Chitzov, so is Chayim Shemamein. So in such a case, he's Potter Potom. But in the ordinary case, he's Chayim Potom too, because he's Odel Mazik, because he's Chayim Shemchitzov. So, and then from the Gemara it appears that if a person makes a fire in his house, and then that fire spreads and then burns somebody to death, if the person who is burned had no opportunity to escape because he was chofetz, so then the person who made the fire in his own courtyard with the intention that the fire should spread and burn a sick person in bed who couldn't escape in the adjoining house, so then he's a metzayach, a kontra b'yechanem, because he's in shemachitzo. So Yosef asks an apparently strange question. Apparently strange, I mean, if somebody asked that, would say, I mean, the kasha has no basis. But Yosef has the kasha. He gives it talents, but he has the kasha. He says, how is a woman allowed to light the Shabbos candles, let's say 20 minutes before shkir? So every Jewish woman light the Shabbos candles. She should be involved in Melach and Reis. Melach and Reis, she should be considered Michal Shabbos. Why? Because since Yishem Yishem Chitzo, so that means when you make a fire and the fire spreads an hour later, so then it's considered as if you throw a chetz, and then the chetz reaches a certain person. You throw a chetz. So here too, she makes the fire, she lights the Shabbos candles. There's the kasha that we can answer here on the Gemara, the sugi in the second period. So he asks the kasha, how is she allowed to light the Shabbos candles? She lights the Shabbos candles 7 hours before shkia, and then the Shabbos candles burn 2 hours later, after shkia. It's already says at the home, I told it to everybody. So then it's considered that she, as if she was throwing the heads, as if she was making the fire, as she is making it to burn. So she should be considered as Mechalel Shabbos. I mean, if the Yosef didn't test the kasha, so if the Yosef didn't test the kasha, so I mean, I would say that it's no kasha, but the Yosef has the kasha. So it's a very strong kasha. The Yosef gives a very strong balance, a very good balance. So what did the Yosef say? That's true, that Yishem Yishem Chitzo, so it means it is just as if a person threw a chetz. As if a person threw a chetz. But suppose somebody throws a chetz. Throws a chetz. And then a person throws a chetz, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning. And then the chetz travels a big distance. And let's say at 5 minutes after 9, the chetz kills. Reuven throws a chetz. He aims it at Shimon's behemoth, and then at 5 after 9, the chetz hits the behemoth and kills the behemoth. Let's say at 2 minutes after 9, Reuven had a heart attack and immediately, instantaneously died, and he left the chosid. So then Shimon is able to collect from the nechosin of Reuven. Even though at the time Shimon's behemoth was killed, so Reuven was already dead, and you cannot say that a dead person becomes liable. How can a dead person? So a dead person cannot have any liabilities, cannot have any chiyuvim, cannot have any averes, nothing. So here, when the Shimon's behemoth was killed by the chetz that Reuven threw, So at that time, Reuven was already dead. The answer is, since he threw a chetz, so that's considered his maaseh. At that time, if at 9 o'clock he threw the chetz, so that means he killed the behemoth at 9 o'clock. He killed the behemoth at 9 o'clock. So it's like someone is shooting the behemoth, and let's say the behemoth lives for 5 hours, and then he dies. So you're saying that he killed it 5 hours later? No! He killed the behemoth at 9 o'clock, even though the behemoth died as a result of Reuven shooting, so the behemoth died, let's say at 2 o'clock, at 2 p.m. So you don't say, we won't say that he killed the behemoth at 2 p.m. What did he do at 2 p.m.? He didn't do anything at 2 p.m. He killed the behemoth at 9 p.m., but the death of the behemoth occurred 5 hours later. But the killing of the behemoth was done at 9 o'clock. So here too, if somebody casts a chetz, a Reuven casts a chetz at 9 o'clock at Shimon's behemoth, and the chetz hits the behemoth at 5 minutes after 9, and let's say at 2 minutes after 9, Reuven is dead already. So then Shimon can collect from the Yoshim, all the Nechosim that Reuben's children inherited from Reuben. From Reuben. Why? Because it's considered. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he says Ishi Rishim Chitzo, so mainly it's considered that when was he Mazik, the Kodesh of Chaveire, not at the time when the Kodesh is burned. Not at the time. If somebody sets a fire in his courtyard on Wednesday and the Kodesh is burned Thursday, so when is Reuben the Mazik? Wednesday, not Thursday. So mainly that's why a woman is allowed to light the Shabbos candles half an hour before Shkia. Why? Because true, she made all of the whole fire. So whatever it burns, it keeps on burning, that was done by the woman. But all of that is done at the time she kindled the candle, not when it continues to burn. So that's the Mugeiz effect. So the Tzitzachishin says that, so we see from that that the Mugeisef is Chilkanteisus. Because what is the Mugeisef in effect saying? Mugeisef is saying in effect that the Halacha of Bosam Korazlino, the Halacha of Bosam Korazlino applies not only to the case of Zorak Lim Rishagar, but even to the case of Zorak Chetz Alakri. What is a fire? A fire is like a Chetz. Yishim Yishim Chitzo. You look it up. So, this situation is very strange. In other words, he explains the Teretz of Mikiyasev. He explains the Teretz of Mikiyasev. It's very strange. I mean, I can't even understand how the situation could mention that Pshat Mikiyasev. All right, the Rosh, I understand. All right, so there is a Kasha. But, I mean, story-wise, I understand the situation very well. But the Mikiyasev, I can't understand. He assumes, the Tzitzachishin assumes, that the reason as to why the Mugeisef says it's mutter for a person to light Shabbos candles, no one can deny that it's Heter Gomor to light Shabbos candles, it's a mitzvah. Korosol Shabbos Seidek, Leish Hashem Lechubot, to light the Shabbos candles on Friday. So the reason as to why it's mutter to light the Shabbos candles, and we don't say like Rachman Litzlan the Karoyim, who say that if a person lights Shabbos candles Friday, or if he puts the pot on fire Friday, and that keeps on burning Shabbos, so it's not Shabbos. We don't say that. So according to the Tzitzachishin's understanding of the Yisef, so the reason as to why we're allowed to light Shabbos candles is because Bosam Korazlino. But Tzitzachishin says Bosam Korazlino. Applies only to the case of Zorak Lim Rishagag, not to the case of Zorak Eren Achetz Alakrim. So the Megeiz is Israel. So then the question arises, so then according to Tzitzachishin, the kashe of the Megeiz is outstanding against Tzitzachishin. How is a person allowed to light the Shabbos candles? How are we allowed to put up a chol? I mean,